Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. Call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance and free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, I'll say again, hello, listeners, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thanks for listening in. And whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, or perhaps you're listening to these archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes, welcome to everyone. Now, just a reminder before we get to our topic, each month, myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, we send out a channeled monthly angel newsletter that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. Now, this newsletter brings forth an angelic message on a particular topic that will give you great insight on how to live life with clarity, passion, and absolute joy. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. That's Candy at angelhealinghouse.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. And while these messages are general, a general overview of everyone's lives, If you would like your own individual, in-depth, revealing, channeled angel reading with me, either by phone or through the email, after the show, you can call me on 831-277-3716. That number for me at Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. Or again, email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Now, the Posse and I look forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insights for your life. Now, when I said welcome at the beginning of the show, it also included a big welcome back to Los Angeles to my husband and myself as we just returned a few days ago from our amazing trip to Maui, Hawaii, that I manifested for us. Thinking back to our week in that tropical paradise, I decided to take a look at exactly what I had done to bring about this miraculous trip. Firstly, 6 months ago, I allowed myself to daydream and imagine my husband and myself going to someplace warm and tropical where we could have a long overdue romantic holiday together. Now, secondly, I allowed myself to feel as if I was already on holiday. You know, listeners, when I closed my eyes, I visualized and I felt the warmth of the sun on my face. I smelled the scent of the suntan lotion. I felt my husband's hand in mine as we walked the silky white sands watching the sunset, and I heard the clink of the glasses as we toasted each other while dining in this tropical paradise. And thirdly, and most importantly, once I had done all of that, I simply forgot about it. I let it go to God and the angels to take care of the how and the when of all that happening. It was just that simple. Now, the Posse of Angels is chiming in here, as they usually do, and they are saying that they want to play devil's advocate. Well, I find it funny that my angelic family is using that phrase, devil's advocate. The Posse is saying, yes, Candy, it's easy for you, because after all, you're the metaphysical teacher. And I guess the Posse are right. For 10 years as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner and clairvoyant, they're saying that I've understood and practiced the spiritual laws of the universe. Because I've practiced these laws, I'm the alchemist. I'm the magician. I can bend the physical laws of the universe and make the seemingly impossible possible. Yes, Posse, I guess that is all true. But the more I think about it, the more I come to realize that what I did in manifesting this Hawaiian tropical paradise vacation for myself and my husband was well within the capacity of each and every person on the planet. The simple reason for this is that every person who exists on planet Earth is the metaphysical teacher, just like me. Now, that might surprise some of you, and the Posse of Angels are chiming in here. They're saying, and they're hearing your thoughts. Many of you are thinking, but how can that be? I'm not a healing practitioner. I don't do Reiki. I don't do tarot readings, and I'm certainly not a clairvoyant. So how could I possibly be the metaphysical teacher? Well, the Posse of Angels is saying that even if you do not do any of these things, you still incarnated in human form to be the metaphysical teacher and to create magic and share it with the rest of the planet. The only reason why you could possibly not believe this to be so is because you have forgotten who you are. You have forgotten your glorious divine origin. And they're saying that it's time to remedy that. The Posse of Angels is saying that if you have forgotten who you divinely are, they're about to remind you. You see, listeners, the Posse of Angels are saying that before you incarnated, you were a spirit at home with God in the dimension of heaven, and you recognized your divine eternal nature within. You knew without a shadow of a doubt that you were a radiant, creative, unique soul, and as such, your beautiful light added to the brilliance of the divine plan for the universe. Now, as a spirit form, you lived in complete joy, bliss, and peace with God. With being fully realized as a divine being, you couldn't be sad or angry or resentful or have regrets or judgments, because there was simply no one and nothing to cause you pain. And with being aware of your limitless and divine nature, you were never afraid, because there was nothing that was more powerful than you were. And when you were this pure divine spirit form in heaven, all your needs were met, as you had wonderful occupations and passions to feed your creativity and loving beings to share your experiences with. But one day, as a divine spirit in heaven, you overheard others speaking about their wonderful adventures in another dimension. That was the dimension of physical form. And the more you listened, the more you could not believe that such experiences actually existed in another dimension. You were intrigued to hear that when you took on physical form, you would lose your awareness of your divine connection until you would actually begin to see yourself as separate from God. Now, in this way, your memory of heaven would slowly begin to fade away. But it was the uniqueness of the physical experiences that were very enticing. And you know what? Quite frankly, the more you thought about it, the more you hungered to experience a physical reality, just like these other souls. The yearning in your heart to have a physical experience grew so great that you asked God if you could return to Earth. And miraculously, one day your prayers were answered. And out of the billions of souls that asked to go to Earth, you were one of the chosen ones. You know, listeners, there were many other souls who longed to have experienced a physical incarnation. But in the end, they could not go. They decided not to take on physical form because they didn't have the inner strength to endure a life on the Earth plane. They decided it was too difficult to learn their lessons in contrast, challenges, and sometimes in pain and suffering in order to really grow spiritually. And then there were others who lacked the courage and sheer bravery to find peace and love in a world where none so often exists. To be chosen to return to Earth, one had to encompass the fortitude of a spiritual warrior, the timeless spiritual wisdom of the ancient sages, a deep compassion to all, and an unbridled passion to serve God. In fact, if you're listening to this, then this is you. It's time to recognize yourself as the metaphysical teacher and reconnect and remember your divine eternal nature and bring forth your light and your gifts to the planet. The Posse of Angels is saying that the past 2 months of January and February gave us lots of examples to be the metaphysical teacher, and these first 2 months of the year were a testing ground to see if we would take all our spiritual knowledge and really use it practically rather than just knowing it in theory. Now, many of us have drawn situations to ourselves to see whether we would finally walk the walk and drop all instances of judgment and unforgiveness. We also drew instances to ourselves to see whether we would stand in our truth and be authentic, honest, and establish respectable boundaries and limits for ourselves and others. For how can the world honor us if we ultimately do not honor ourselves? The Posse of Angels is chiming in here there, and they're saying that the attrition rate and letting go of our friends, even the best of friends, have been huge if there was any disrespect involved. This was absolutely necessary for where we are all heading as those metaphysical teachers is to be the walking example of our spiritual knowledge in order to share it with the rest of the planet. Yet as the Posse of Angels tune in to many lightworkers, they are definitely picking up the vibration of fear to actually step forward and speak openly about their spiritual wisdom. Now, many people are saying that it's fine to speak about spiritual subjects in like-minded groups, at New Age shops, and metaphysical seminars, but it's quite another thing to speak about such things in mainstream public. Well, the Posse of Angels knows the reason why so many are experiencing fear about taking our spiritual wisdom and stepping forward into the mainstream public as metaphysical teachers and they will share that reason with you after we take some of your phone calls. Let's go to our first phone call. Our first phone caller is, let me see, 954. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, how are you, Candy? My name is James.
Hi. That line cut out a little bit. Was that Dave?
James.
I'm sorry, could you spell that, please?
Sure, J-A-M-E-S. I'm sorry, I had you on speakerphone.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah, on speakerphone, I don't come through as clearly. Okay, James, what's your either comment or question for myself and the Posse of Angels?
Well, I just want to say first that I deeply resonate with today's message. It was very empowering because it reminded me that we do have the power to co-create our reality. And so now, you know, now I'm brainstorming, if you know what I mean. Now I'm brainstorming as to some of the changes that I would like to see and some of the experiences that I would like to have and to be more proactive about it. And I love how Angel said to begin to practice what you know, not just in theory, but you know it. So practice it, make it practical, because I feel as if I'm at that particular phase in my life of making this new awareness that I've been carrying with me more practical and really making it accessible to myself and really holding, embodying the energy of this new awareness. And so I just want to thank you, first of all, for this wonderful message today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, it's interesting, James, that so many people have said to me, oh, my gosh, you know, this is so much, you know, so helpful for me, and it's almost as if the positive angels got into my brain, and they knew exactly what message that needed to come forth. And truly, we are all one. We are a collective consciousness, and you know, for the most part, we're going through exactly the same things. That's why when I do send out my channel's monthly newsletter, I've had so many people say to me, how do you know that particular month? It's like, you know, there's a whole bag full of gems which are thrown on the floor, and then it's like you pick out the most important gem and you hand it to us and say, yes, we've all been through X, Y, Z, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, you know, during the month. But this was the overall writing theme. And the message that came through helped enormously. So I would love to send you my monthly channel newsletter. The next one's coming out on March the 1st. So if you would like that, I just need you to send me your email address and a request, and it'll be in your inbox on March 1st.
Yeah, I would love that. Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome. Anybody else listening, I would love you to get my email. So anything else, any other questions? Do you want me to just have a general card reading for you today, James?
Sure, absolutely. I'm completely open to what the angels have to say for me.
It's interesting that I heard general reading, because most of the time, my angelic family wants the person to be more specific. But this time, with you have very light energies. It sounds, I'm going to really compliment you, because you sound like you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I look and sound like, oh, yeah, I know. But I feel so, I feel like I'm 72 years old, to be honest. I feel so old sometimes.
No.
But I look and sound like a teen.
Your energies belie you, and for the most part, people can't believe that I am close to 60. As I look very youthful. The sound of my voice, the energy behind me is just so young. And really, when we have such high vibrational light energies, it comes through as so young and excited. So let's pull some of those cards. There you go. The first card is the Emperor. Do you do tarot at all, James?
I'm familiar with it a little bit.
Okay. The Emperor comes through when you are forthright, you're empowered, you're strengthened. This is coming through in your spiritual awareness, you know, and people see you. People see you as this. Do you do Reiki?
Yeah, I've been feeling lately to get really back into it.
Okay. The Posse of Angels are definitely saying that it is time for you really to step up. I don't know if you're doing this as a business. I don't know if you are really proactive with promoting this. But with the shift from 2012 to 2013, there are so many people out there that are hungry. They are so hungry now for your spiritual wisdom and your services. So the next card is the moon. This is a very, very important moon, full moon that we're going through right now. And it's actually putting together a lot of different pieces that to fulfill our wishes, our desires, and our dreams. And they're saying all will be revealed after this week. They're showing me that going into March, there's new opportunities and new connections coming in for many of us that have we have felt like we've been held back. You know, we've done all that we can do, you know, raising our vibrational escrow inside and being happy and, you know, sort of all of these things. But more will be revealed after this week going into March. And how wonderful. You've got the celebration card, the Four of Wands. Now, this is a very different card than the Three of Cups. Three of Cups is like a collaborative thing, and although the Four of Wands is also a collaborative thing, this is something that you've been working on for a while. And it's the coming together of everything, like in the Moon card. They're just finishing up the last pieces of putting everything together, and then a celebration is coming in for you. So, great reading for you today.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I look forward to receiving that email from you and a request for the newsletter.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Have a blessed day. Lots of love.
Lots of love. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Go to our next caller. Our next caller is, let's go to Gussie is here. Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Oh, you can call me Gussie.
Okay, Gussie. Where are you calling from?
Snowy Colorado.
Snowy Colorado. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful scenery up there. What's your question for the angels?
I need to manifest meaningful employment.
You need to manifest
meaningful. Yes.
Okay. All right. The first thing that I'm hearing the posse of angels that they're saying is, are you currently working?
No.
Okay. All right. Have you been proactive in stepping forward and finding something that you truly love?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. They're saying that the timing has not been right, and that is not only for you, that is as they're saying, don't take it personally, because as a conscious collective, really, the past year has been all of our energies unconsciously were spent in holding the space for this extraordinary shift to happen on the planet. And many of our dreams, our desires, or the things that really we truly wished for were put on the back burner because we were to complete our first mission, the first part of our mission that we incarnated back for, and that was to help the world ascend. And now that that's done, we are now ready to step forth. They want, as I read out in my the topic before, January and February really has been an opportunity for us to really practically live the lives of the metaphysical teacher. and they want you to ask you, is there anything still that needs to be cleared and cleansed that is that could be holding you back from finding that meaningful employment?
Nope.
Okay. So if you think you've cleared and cleansed everything so far, let's go to the cards and have a look and see. Oh, before the cards, the posse of angels are asking you, what do you do when you do it? Do you lose all track of time?
Oh, I know the answers to that, but I don't need to put that on the air, do I?
Oh, well, this is something that they're saying is creative. There's something that's, that is joyful for you.
Yes.
Yeah, and they want you to share with us what that is.
Writing.
Writing. Okay. Have you written any books?
Nope.
Okay. Why haven't you written any books?
There's a lot of reasons for that. I really don't want to go into that.
Okay. They're saying that every day that goes by that you don't share this integral part of the divine plan that you've been given. There's a reason that you've been given this, Guffy, and the reason that you've been given this is to add to the extraordinary divine plan of the universe. And every time you don't share it with the planet is a little bit sadder because of it. The connections and the opportunities, each one of us has an integral piece of the puzzle to bring forth. And if you don't bring that piece of the puzzle for, then those connections and those opportunities that are connected with that, it can't then have the flow-on effect of opening up other doors for you. So they're just saying that it would be really important for you to start writing, to be bringing forth these books, these articles, these things that are part of you. They're not what you do. They're who you are. And we cannot separate ourselves anymore. In the olden days or before, we had ourselves, who we are, and then we had our job. Now, what we do, and that comes from our heart, and is that integral puzzle piece, is so inextricably linked with we are that you cannot separate them. And if you're not living that, then it's going to block other areas of your life. Okay.
Writing a book does not pay the bills.
I know that.
Okay.
No, I know that.
So in writing a book, it will take years and years. So it doesn't pay the bills. I need, you know, it's something I do on the side, but it doesn't bring me a penny.
Okay. All right. So what they're saying is that that everyone's got to start from somewhere, and they're saying that when you start writing, that it will open up other areas for you. You're
that
not
has
writing
not been my experience. That has not been my experience. I've been writing, working on this book for years. It's not been my experience.
Okay, so there's other things that are blocking there. And there are other things that are just, they're picking up that there is some resistance there. There's some resistance there that you're still hanging on to that is not allowing you to be free-flowing. And are you talking about any employment coming forth to you?
We can talk about the lowest of the low if you'd like, because that's certainly what I've been doing for the last, 10 years, since 2005. That certainly is the lowest of the low is what I have been doing to try to support myself.
Okay.
We can talk about that if you'd like. But if you would like to make a very, very, very depressing phone call, go ahead and talk about that.
No, that's okay.
I said meaningful work. I didn't say work that destroys my life. I'm saying work that gets me moving forward again. Meaningful work. Work that I can actually pay the bills for a change. Because I've had jobs where I can't even pay the bills.
Okay, the most important part of all of this is to change your energies inside of you, Guffy. That's what the angels are saying, is to change the energies around your life now and be grateful and appreciative for what you have now. Because It's all about the energies within us. It's not about what we have.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. I was unemployed. Okay. I couldn't find a job for 3 years. I'm very, very, very aware that it's. I'm just gonna say I've walked some hard miles, and I know about gratitude, and I know what really matters in life.
Okay.
I know that. Nobody has to ever teach me that or tell me that.
Okay. Well, the cards that are coming out, the first one is the Four of Swords, and then that one is just it's a card in which there is something that's either frozen or sleeping there inside that is causing no movement. But the funny thing about it, the next two cards are the Queen of Money and the King of Money. And once this is unthawed within you, this resistance, whatever that is, because it's just our energies on the outside and our reality is a match to what's going on inside of us. That will free yourself. And the Posse of Angels are just, they're just stressing to me the gratitude and appreciation. So I have to go on to my next caller. I would love to help you in other areas, but they're really stressing that it's that resistance to something inside of you. And the words that they were giving me with the true gratitude and appreciation for exactly the blessings that you have now.
I do.
And to change the energy inside of you.
All right. Well, it's a lot more complicated than that. I sure appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is 818. You're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm wonderful, my love. How are you?
I am very well. So what is your question today?
Yes, actually, I would like to get some guidance maybe with what's going to be happening in my life within the next few months, or either just whatever messages come to you. I'm feel like I'm connected with the angels, so just trying to get, I know that they've been working with me, so just trying to get some guidance from them on my life as a whole. Or is that too general?
Okay, they want you to go more specific.
Okay, with regard to my health, I'm disabled and trying to heal myself. I'm a Reiki 2 practitioner. I start Reiki Master, my orientation tonight, as a matter of fact. And I've been learning a couple of other modalities, but I like to get some guidance from them as to do, like, what steps to take, what techniques or steps I need to take in order to heal myself more.
Okay. The greatest thing that you can do to heal yourself, and I don't have to pull any cards on this, is to say that you are already healed.
Yes.
Okay. Don't put any emphasis on the fact that you are not perfect, that you're not whole, that you're not 100% healed the way you are.
Okay.
Okay. Don't look for something outside, down the track, further along, because that'll take you away from the present moment. And then the present moment is the only moment that, you know, we see ourselves, can see ourselves as whole and complete. If we start going into anything in the future, then we start to see ourselves as less than.
Okay.
Something that we need to attain in order to bring us back to the present moment, which, quite frankly, we're there already.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh. So, all right. So let's go to the cards and have a look here. Okay. The first card that comes out is the Six of Wands, and that is really confirming what I just said, is that, you know, you are triumphant. You are triumphant. You are the metaphysical teacher. You are going out there and you are pursuing what you know to be true. Not only that, they're saying that, do you have a Reiki practice, or have you taken this to share it with others yet?
I don't have a Reiki practice yet. I've wanted to start one. I've been practicing a little bit here and there, but these past few months I have put it on hold because I was going through turmoil with my husband and the energy wasn't good.
Okay,
so now
good.
It's back on track.
Okay, they're saying they're applauding you and they're doing a little bit of a dance and they're saying that they can't wait for you to go out and to share with the world what you've come back to do as a metaphysical teacher and to really, you know, sort of help others. They're saying that you're the first, you're a part of the first way showers or the first wave of light workers that have awoken and are now conscious because you're going to help those people that shift or have shifted and that need the information. So the timing
okay.
couldn't be any more perfect. They also want you to know that what I stated in my, the topic before was that January and February really is a time for us to walk the walk. If there's anything
okay.
in your life that you're not 100% happy with,
mm-hmm.
that you haven't put that is dishonoring to you, that is not 100% you know settling on your heart, then
mm-hmm.
it's time to you know sort of close doors on that so that new doors can open. The positive angels are saying that there's new connections around this new energy of yours
okay.
that is going to be seen more in the coming months. They're saying
okay.
this new moon this full moon that we're in now is just finishing off the last little bit of things, bringing things together for us, and then March will be bringing in our new connections and our new opportunities to help us really step forward with those things that we absolutely adore, all those heartfelt things of ours. The next card of yours is the Hermit. I always see this card as really trusting the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that there's really not anything that you should or have to do, but there's only that which you desire, and the more you can put your intention on that, and the more you see it as if it's already done. You see yourself.
Okay.
You see yourself as a Reiki practitioner. You know, it's interesting that so many people that say, when this happens, but if you keep saying, when this happens, the universe keeps putting you in a future tense, and it doesn't put you in the present moment. And
right.
that's why I really changed my, when people ask me what I do, I say I'm first and foremost a writer and an author. I've channeled
mm-hmm.
in books and, you know, I see myself as a writer. I'm a writer who is a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a radio host, all these other things. But the thing that gives me the most joy is the writing aspect of it. And since I've done that, the universe has really taken note and really stepped up where I can be of service and get the most joy out of my writing. So the two cards here are the triumph card. You're already triumphant, and trust the universe. And the next card for you, oh my gosh! And the next card is the magician card. And the magician card comes in when you're the alchemist. Know that there is only what Danielle desires. There is nothing else. There never has been anything else. And as long as you put your focus on trusting the universe, asking exactly what it is that you desire in your heart, and then you hold fast to yourself as the alchemist and the magician, and magic happens in your life, Danielle. I hope that's been helpful for you. Are you there? Hello? We seem to have Danielle dropped out, so. I hope this has been helpful for you, Danielle. Keep listening and sending you lots of love. Bye. Let's go to our next caller, 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Candy. This is Cyril.
Hi, Cyril. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just listening today.
Oh, you're listening today. Okay, well, lots of love to you, and look after yourself and your own posse of angels.
Okay.
Okay, bye. So before we go on with our callers, let's go on with our topic. Now, before your phone call, the posse of angels and I was speaking about how each and every one of us truly is the metaphysical teacher. As many of us are living an enlightened, conscious life of awareness. So if we are consciously aware and we've applied all of these spiritual laws into our lives, why are so many light workers fearful of speaking about such things in mainstream society? Well, I have had many clients who are very spiritual, and they never speak about their metaphysical conscious awareness. They never speak about this with their family. They never speak about it with some of their friends, and they never speak about it at work. They have told me that none of these people would understand them and would think that they are somehow weird or new agey, and they said that they would much rather just share their own awareness with like-minded friends. You know, I had recently a client book for an angel reading with me over the phone. This client told me that she is an acupuncturist and she's also a naturopath. She said up until these past few months, she was very sure of the path that she was on, and she had planned to add alternative therapies like Reiki and crystal healing and sound healing to her services. But at the beginning of February, she started to pick up an uneasy energy, an energy of fear around what she was doing. And it really made her uncomfortable, and it really made her question if she was doing the right thing by featuring holistic services to her mainstream clients. Well, the Posse of Angels knew immediately why she was picking up this fear, this uneasiness, and they went on to explain to her that many other light workers are experiencing the exact same thing now. You know, if one is living a conscious life of awareness and one's following the spiritual laws, then you can be assured that somewhere in one of your past incarnations, you have been the metaphysical teacher. Now, I know at the beginning of the show, I told you that everyone is here to be a metaphysical teacher. But really, if at this stage, if you're really studying Reiki, if you know the laws of attraction, if you're really putting them into practice in your life, there is somewhere in a past incarnation that you have been living this life as a spiritual mentor. Now, depending on where and the time that you would have experienced your incarnation, being the metaphysical teacher or the spiritual teacher would have shown up in different ways, okay? So, for instance, let's say you were had an incarnation in Africa, in Nigeria, let's say in the 1700s, and perhaps you would have been the shaman of the tribe then, and you would have helped others not be afraid, you would practice healing, incantations, and really help people to find their strength within. If one lived as a Native American Indian, perhaps you had the guise or the role as being the medicine man of that tribe. You know, there are many of us that have been healers, and those roles as healers, we would have taught others the knowledge of the energies about the waxing and the waning of the moon, when to plant crops, the use of crystals, by the use of herbs and plants medicinally to empower others, to enrich their lives. And we would have taught others how to listen and to connect to their higher powers of intuition. Yet, you know, throughout time, there were powerful controlling groups and organizations that truly did not want people thinking for themselves and becoming enlightened and becoming empowered, for they wish them to remain in the dark about such things. And the reason that they wanted to keep people from knowing spiritual laws and spiritual knowledge was primarily to keep them in fear and keep them in control. For example, I was a healer in 14th century Scotland, and through my healing and my teaching others spiritual laws, and again, laws about the laws of nature, again, the uses of crystals and herbs and plants to empower them, empower their lives. And through my healings and teachings, teaching others about these spiritual laws, the people around me were becoming empowered. And as such, many of the townsfolk were no longer living in fear and control of the dominance of groups and organizations, especially the church, and many self-attending services. It didn't take long for the priests to see that I was causing the townsfolk to be self-reliant. And they accused me of using black magic and had me burned the stake for being what they called a witch. In fact, I have several clairvoyant friends who clearly remember their past lives. And one of these friends lived in medieval France, and because she was a healer back then and empowering people, she was thrown off a tower. The other friend of mine has a terrible fear of water. She has no idea where it came from. I mean, she didn't, you know, get into trouble or, you know, sort of, or almost drown in this lifetime. But she remembers quite clearly that she drowned, or she was drowned during the Spanish Inquisition. And both of these clairvoyant friends of mine were accused of being witches. In each case, the powers that be that shut us down and destroyed us for empowering others and speaking out our truth and spreading the light. Now, even though we have consciously dealt with all of this and know deep in our hearts that this will not happen to us again, it's causing our memories of being destroyed to surface once again. What if we go out and we start talking about all of this in mainstream public? I mean, what if we start sharing our views? Will we be destroyed again? And the posse of angels are saying, no, we will not be destroyed for it again, and to really go out there and speak from our hearts. Because just as long as we're speaking from our hearts, and being as authentic and honest, open and transparent with others in bringing forth what we know to be true, our truth. It's not that we're talking about any of these things as a metaphysical teacher and a spiritual teacher to try to convert anybody. So we're not trying to foster what we believe onto anybody else to make them believe it. But we are sharing our knowledge in a kind and positive and uplifting way. And if somebody chooses to listen to it and to take it on, that's fine. Even though we have consciously dealt with all of this and know again deep in our hearts that this will not happen to us once again, it's causing these memories to resurface once again. The Posse of Angels is using the analogy of hearing that a friend had to go to the dentist and have his teeth drilled. Now, having had the same experience ourselves, when he's telling us about his experience, we actually wince. And we put our hand up to our mouth, you know, as if we're experiencing the pain. What we're doing is we're experiencing the memory of the pain. And while we do not actually feel the physical pain in that moment, the emotional nerve is triggered to react. The Posse of Angels is now saying that as we stand fully empowered, reconnected to our spiritual wisdom, poised to take our spiritual knowledge into mainstream arena, not just in theory, but in practice as well, it's reactivating that remembrance, that trigger, like a deep nerve that knows that we were destroyed for speaking our truth at some stage in the past. In past incarnations. But we have been promised that this will not happen to us. And the planet is so ready for us to step forth as the spiritual warriors that we came back to be and to share our knowledge with the rest of the planet. You know, listeners, the funny thing is that when one truly looks at very courageous people that step forth in life, they step forth with a great conviction, with determination, with an unbridled belief in themselves, we somehow make the assumption that they do not feel fear. Well, the posse of angels is saying that everyone has fear. But the one difference between those people that live their dreams, that live their truth, that are authentic, open, transparent, and absolutely honest, those that let their dreams come to the fore and keep stepping forward, even though they feel the fear anyway, are so different in that they are those that let their dreams remain in some forgotten closet. Is that the fear? They feel the fear and they step forward anyway. In so doing, they do not allow the fear to hold them back and stop them from living their most authentic, honest truth as they possibly can. You know, each one of us has come back to honestly create our dreams with joy and passion, enthusiasm, and fun. And that is your role as the metaphysical teacher. And as I said to one of the callers, we each have an integral puzzle piece that we came back to do. And what would stop us so firmly in our tracks from stepping forward is to do that which we came back to do that which we love creating by thinking, how am I going to make a job out of it? How am I going to make money out of it? No, you do what you need to do to pay the bills and to take responsibility for your life, to provide for yourself and others. But there is nothing to say that you need to shut off that wonderful creative spirit inside of you, that once you nourish and nurture that, that will then bring this abundant feeling to you, and then that will create more abundance in your life. By doing so, each one of us has an amazing puzzle piece to bring forth and create for the new age. And we do this by being in joy, in peace, in love, and by doing that inside, we are sharing that with the rest of the planet. This integral puzzle piece that we all need to do, the more that we spend time doing it, I mean, even if you have a full-time job, there are weekends and there are evenings which you can spend nourishing and nurturing this beautiful creativity inside of you. And that vibration will then go out and bring you more opportunities to bring back exactly the same thing to yourself. I'd like to end the program today with a beautiful encounter I actually had a couple of weekends ago. I was at a deli counter at my local grocery store, and I was buying some salads for a Super Bowl party that we were going to. The lady behind the counter and I got talking, and she asked me what I did, and I told her that I was a writer, and she said, oh, she just, there was a look, a wistful look on her face, and she stopped for a moment, and when she heard this, she told me that she had a great idea for a book. But every time she went to start writing, there was something inside of her that she closed down. And she said, oh, you know, that's just a pipe dream of mine. It'll never amount to much. I never got around to writing it. And the posse of angels was saying to me to tell her that God gave her this idea for a book to share with the rest of the world, and that each day that goes by and the world does not get to experience her extraordinary gift that each day the world is a little bit sadder because of this, and the world is actually waiting for her to write and to bring forth this idea to share with the rest of the planet. And by doing so, I told her that this will kickstart other opportunities, other connections coming to her to fulfill her dreams and her wishes. Because, you know, we are the metaphysical teachers. We are so much more grand, powerful, beautiful, and magnificent, and limitless than we possibly could imagine. And each time we close down an aspect of ourselves that would give us joy and that would bring forth our gifts and our talents and the inner child inside of us that wants to create, not for money. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to do this specifically for that reason, but we will feel the abundance inside of it, and then that will magically co-create with the universe to take that abundance within ourselves, to bring it out to the planet, and then it brings back abundant opportunities to us. Well, after I told her that every day that goes by, the world does not get to experience her extraordinary gift as a writer, and the world gets a bit sadder, she started to have tears in her eyes. And she thanked me for confirming what her heart longed to do, but she's not honored her gifts and her talents to bring that forth. So each and every one of you, go forth and be the metaphysical teacher. Be the extraordinary example of fun, passion, love, and creativity that the world is so yearning to experience. And that doesn't mean that you should quit your day job today and not take responsibility for paying your bills. That means that to get to the stage where it will nourish, not only nourish and nurture you, but will remunerate you with abundance, that can't happen until you step forward, until you bring forth and set apart that time to really nourish and nurture that gift inside of you. So go forth once again in fun, passion, love, and creativity, and bringing forth those creative efforts to share with the rest of the world. That just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all the callers and to all of you listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this show, archive show, on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Now, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletters filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, either in person or nationally and internationally using distance healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype, please call me on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth from you and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care. Love and angel blessings. Bye.